stay with that bill, because we're joined by Maeve McElwee, who's Director of Employer Relations with the business group IBEC. A very good afternoon to you, Maeve, and thank you for talking to us this afternoon. So what do you think of this further element of the work-life balance bill, the leave for those caring for somebody who's ill at home?
Good afternoon, Brian. I think we completely understand the balance that this EU directive is trying to achieve for working parents and those with responsibilities for others within the environment. And I think we've already seen quite a lot of movement in the direction of introducing greater work-life balance for employees across all of the paternity, parental, parents' leave, force majeure leave, carers' leave that we already have in place. So I think, you know, when we see these additional 5 days coming through, it's really important to recognise that these are not necessarily additional days. The government still have the right to transpose some of this leave within the context of leave that's already in place. And I think our ask of government in the transposition of the directive is to ensure that they do take into account the fact that we already have significant statutory leave in place, including the carers leave I've already mentioned. We already have force majeure leave in place, and that employers are actually seeing very significant amounts of statutory rights coming into force at a time when we have a very challenging economic environment.
I suppose it's one thing to give somebody the right to this leave, and as we said, it's unpaid and it's very much in line with what we have to do under this EU directive, but it's one thing to give somebody that right, but for many people they may not be in a position to take it up because it is unpaid, and they simply don't have an option of stopping work.
I think in most cases what we find is that employers tend to be very sympathetic. If somebody has the type of situation that requires you to be present, and again, the definition here is that where somebody is in need of significant care or support for a serious medical reason, in most situations where an employer can release somebody, they will of course do that. And the fact that it's unpaid actually doesn't mean that it's without cost to an employer. Absence of all kinds can place a very significant cost in business, including the loss of productivity, the loss of opportunity maybe to take up a contract. There are overtime costs and administration of the leave as well. So it's certainly not cost less for a business to introduce that. But I do understand the point. It can be challenging for people to take up leave where it's unpaid. But obviously, as I say, there are other leaves that are in place that may help to facilitate somebody in significant need of leave.
Do employers make their own arrangements in these kind of situations where somebody is facing that kind of a perhaps a family crisis and just needs the time off and is worried about suffering the financial penalty of that?
I think we find employers obviously will work within the scope to be able to assist people, and some employers will obviously have more ability to be able to do that. But of course, when somebody comes to a manager or somebody in HR and outlines that a challenge exists, what we would find through our own membership experience is that flexibility will generally be extended, people's needs will be assessed, and the organisation will typically do what they can to assist.
All right, we'll leave it there. Maeve McElwee from IBEC, thank you very much indeed for that.